This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, a 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Now, can everybody hear fine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a radio show on 106.1 FM. You know, this is the 20th year I've been doing the show.
Beautiful.
Talk in the mic. That's part of the deal.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Very good.
So we got, what's your first name?
My name is Carol.
From?
I'm from One Bar and Grill Restaurant in Dunedin, Florida.
Well, you got some money in that place, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God, do we ever. And what live entertainment now coming?
Yeah, that's really something special. You been there yet?
Not yet.
It's like you could just walk in, know someone's put some money into this place. It's right there at Curlew and Alternate 19.
Yeah, I was gonna have to check it out. I was talking to her a little bit earlier about it, switching up the menu and putting new
Italian
and
yeah, it's really neat stuff they got going on there. He has Slade's Trades.
Okay.
And he deals with IBM, Itty Bitty Miracles.
Oh, I love it.
Little Treasures of Itty Bitty Miracles.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it's an antique shop, you know, art gallery.
Where are you located?
Right over there on Curlew, in between Druitt and Sunset Point on Hercules. Right.
I'll have to stop in and check you out,
yeah,
definitely.
We've got 15,000 square foot. There's everything there, from furniture to paintings to statues to little toys, tin toys.
How wonderful.
Military.
Good for you.
Jewelry, you know.
I can see where that could be fun.
It is. It's like finding treasure every day.
I mean, love it.
It is. And especially when you get into a house with third, fourth generation.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
It is. Things they stuck up in the attic they never even knew they had.
Right. And the value.
Yeah.
Just recently, one of the independents that was signed was just recently found. And where it was behind another painting.
Really?
So they didn't know the high, you know, like, think about the security back in the 1800s. Like,
of
how
course.
Would you secure something and not let someone know? So they peeled the, because it was such a thing, they peeled it back, and it was the original.
I actually think we've got an original.
Do you really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's worth a lot of money.
No, it is. I mean, you can't even really sell it.
How much
you know,
the
they take it back from the state.
Yeah, I don't even know what the price would be on that. But if I was a millionaire, like a multi-millionaire.
Well, somebody tried to sell one for $3 million.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
And it's like the government ended up getting it back and bringing it to this prospective state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that how it was? Each state got one?
Yeah, each state got one.
Oh, I never knew that.
That many copies, and that was it.
And that's what John Hancock got his fame from, because he signed his name so big. Yeah. Whoever signed that, if they lost, would have been hung.
Yeah.
Right? So they put their name. You talk about putting your
name on something.
Yeah.
You're John Hancock.
Yeah, you're John Hancock. Right. That's where that came from. Kind of neat stuff. But
go big or don't go.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the one. So tell us, like, what's going on there. And it's like an hibachi place. And, like, if people don't know what a hibachi place is, they make that to order.
Correct. Yes,
and it's
they
on
do.
A grill.
Yes, it is, and it's served to them. It comes with your choice of meat, noodles, vegetables. Everything's fresh. It comes with a choice of fried rice or steamed rice, soup, and salad, which is our famous miso soup and ginger salad that's homemade there. Now, we also have a very wide variety of our sushi and sashimi and nigiri. We also have plates, salmon, all kinds of fish. And we're also now doing live entertainment. I just hired 12 bands, 2 Vegas shows a month, also classic car shows a month. I also signed a contract with Full Throttle magazine. We'll be now doing bike shows once a month there. A lot of people are coming in now, enjoying the entertainment, knowing about the restaurant and how delicious the food is.
How long have you been there?
We've been there 7.5 weeks.
No, like longer than that. That's it?
That's it. We changed ownership.
Oh, Lewis doesn't own it no more?
No, Lewis does own it.
Okay.
Yes. But now we have the...
The concept, you mean?
Right, the concept of everything. And it is a fusion restaurant. I want everyone to know that we have a variety of different foods from around the world. And we will be going Italian now. Summer's coming. We're getting a lot of different salads, antipastos, Caesar salads.
Yeah, what is that? What's that one my son likes? The one with the creamy sauce on it. What's that called? The white creamy sauce?
That's the
Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Oh, the Alfredo, yeah.
Do you have Alfredo?
We have shrimp Alfredo.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we're going to be, like I said, with the Italian food. We're getting oysters on the half shell, mussels, everything to accommodate everyone.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's unbelievable. Okay.
On Tuesday nights, I want people to know Slickside is there. We have 8 to 10 bands come in, and it is just phenomenal. The people with this talent and music, they're bringing in so many people into our restaurant as I speak.
That's good that you're in that plaza with plenty of parking.
Exactly.
Plaza's got all kinds of parking. So.
And we have a huge dance floor, light shows. There's plenty of room for everybody. We hold 300 people. We have a full liquor bar and sushi bar.
Wow. So you got some money there. I mean,
yes.
If you really think about it, just think of all the entertainment, the money, everything that's going on. And if you walk inside, you just know that the decor, you just know, they say like in a sales presentation, right? One of the tapes I listened to, you can tell if you're dealing with a qualified company, more so if you have a professional presentation. The better you give your presentation, the better chance you have of making a sale.
Exactly.
When you walk into your restaurant, to use the restaurant terminology from a salesman's terminology, the presentation when I walk in there, like even with those things that are coming across, what do they call those things that are going on across the top, the banners things?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just have everything, the decor. It looks like a party atmosphere.
Oh, and it most certainly is.
You don't know the strip things that you have going across now. Anyhow, just...
You lost me, Billy. That's okay.
Brian,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, but the thing is that the decor.
Yes.
If I just walked in there.
Yes.
I would say the presentation of this restaurant, I'm going to get some good food.
Yeah, most definitely. We're an upscale restaurant, and it's just phenomenal.
But
phenomenal.
The prices aren't upscale.
Not at all. We aim to please everybody's budget there. We have appetizers from $5.99 up to $11.99. I mean, you can get a dinner for $12, and you walk out full with a to-go box.
It's so just, on the hibachi, is, you know, you have the chef right there? Or you
no, we have him. We have him in the kitchen. We bring the food out. And our staff is just so nice and caring for everybody that comes in there. And the chefs, they work so hard.
Yeah, I'm looking at your menu. The pictures look phenomenal.
Go over some of the stuff on the menu, if you don't mind.
No, okay. Not at all. I mean, as far as starters and appetizers, you're looking at crab cakes and, you know, spicy beef dumplings, shrimp pancakes, chicken satay. I mean, that's just to name a few. There's at least 20 other. They've got all kinds of sushi rolls. They've got sashimi, the classic sushi rolls, deep-fried rolls, you know, menu combinations, soups, salads. Like I said, it's a variety, right from dessert to even kids' menu. You know, kids' menus are unbelievable. The most expensive one on there is $6. That's it. You know, starting at $3.
And then look in the back on the plates, the Asian salmon and everything we have.
Yeah, filet mignon, the New York strip, the, you know, pork ribs, beer braised short ribs, the salmon, all kinds of sides. Looks like a good menu. It really does. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to have to stop in there.
Yeah, sometimes menus, like if you ever watch the restaurant guy that comes in, you know what the first thing he does is he cuts the menu in half.
Right.
Can sometimes having a big menu be hard to keep up with?
It most certainly is, but we just went head on with this, and we got it. We got it, man. We're doing great with it.
You're the best. And I'll do a little commercial for my friend, my new friend.
I most certainly will. Her name is Briar Patti, I think.
Is that Briar is how pronounced? Okay.
Briar. And it's Patty. She's a realtor. Libley Real Estate at 2625 Keystone Road, State A4, Toppin Springs, Florida, 34688. Again, Libley Real Estate.
And what's her first name?
Briar, B-R-I-A.
Guess how old she is.
She looks about 24. She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. Let me see. Just give a guess how old this young lady is. If you had a guess, like just looking at the photo. Sometimes
I would say she's in her, you know, right there at 30.
She's 20.
Ah, yeah, really? She fooled us all.
Yeah.
I was going to go a little younger, too.
I was going to go the other way just because you were trying to test me, you know?
Yeah, but you
figured it
that?
Was a test. I went up high.
Hey,
but
I
you
guess
see how
what
elegant
get...
she looks? I'd love to have her represent me if I do a real estate deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Just her appearance.
It's a young person's world. I mean, just think about it. When we were young, I mean, you know.
A very classy lady.
You could conquer anything.
Yeah, very classy. And, you know, I got a lot of class, too.
Oh, I see it.
It's all low, but I got it.
Oh, you got it, baby. You got it going on.
Okay, so, you know, Bria Patti, realtor, and then her phone number is, can you read this number? Because
Yeah, again, it's Briar Patti, realtor, and the phone number is... Area code 727-687-1373. Again, that phone number is 727-687-1373.
Right,
and
now
that's for Briar.
And if you're looking for a realtor, right, she's the one. She is. She's a
wonderful. I know a lot of people.
She said, like to me, what she lacks in like experience, she makes up with enthusiasm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and they say, like, even on this new tape I'm listening to, if you have confidence, right. That's
right.
One of the most important things to have.
Exactly.
You know, people want someone that has a winning attitude.
Perseverance.
You know what I mean? They want that winning attitude, yeah. Right? People want to be around winners, right?
That most definitely.
And that she's a winner.
And speaking of winners, if I may add, this lady here sitting with us, her name's Nancy, and her husband's over here. His name's Chip. And they are just angels from above that have been sent to me. They've been friends of mine for a long time. They help promote One Bar and Grill restaurant because they not only have faith, but they believe and they see what's taken off in this restaurant. It is flying rockets. All right, and these people are beautiful, and I just want to thank you to them so much, Nancy and Chip.
Yeah, you know what, too, also? Tell us a little bit about Lewis.
Lewis is, he's a headstrong guy, but I'm going to tell you, He's been in so many restaurants doing different, making different foods from all over. That's why now we're getting the Italian food in. They're a religious family, which makes me very proud because I'm religious. But this man is in the restaurant 7 days and nights a week, working 14 to 16 hard hours. And he's just phenomenal. I love working with him. His wife also comes in the restaurant now and helps out. So, I mean, this is a dedicated restaurant, you guys. I mean, we're working hard, and it's going to pay off.
Well, great. And then also, too, is in closing, do you have any other questions for the one?
No, it looks really well. I mean, other than, you know, what are your hours?
Our hours are now Mondays, we're closed all day and night. Tuesdays, 11 to 10. Wednesdays, 11 to 10. Thursdays, 11 to 11. Friday, 11 to 12. Saturday, 11 to 12. But now with the entertainment, as far as weekends, we are going to stay open for as long as it takes to make everybody happy. I also want to mention we now have delivery service for our lunch specials, and the time is 11 to 3. We will deliver a 5-mile radius, and I also want you to know we do takeout and catering.
Can we do a little trivia question for a call-in, and you guys want to give away a $25 gift certificate to a caller?
Of course.
Of course. I like her attitude.
I
like, you know, the way she thinks, though, too, you know? Like, it's just
I've been doing this for 44 years.
Well, no, you look like you're under 44.
Oh, God, I love you.
What do you want to do, Brian? You want to do sports trivia?
Okay, let's see if someone knows the mile radius that the one delivers to. See, go to our first caller and see.
5 miles.
Who was that?
That was quick. Yeah, that was like the quickest answer I ever heard. He just came on 5 miles.
Unbelievable.
Who was that?
That's Radio Rob there, Brian Cascaras.
Oh, my God. So he already answered it that quick?
Yes,
that quick?
Sir.
All right, let's do another one. Come on now.
Let's do another one. That was just too quick.
Come on,
we got to give on, that was too quick.
How about sports history? Science, movies, literature?
Let's give try Rob with a sports one.
All right.
No,
okay,
actually.
Bring it on.
Okay, no, let's do.
I think we should give him the 25 and just add a little bit more if he makes the other.
Oh, okay. my God, please.
You know, I mean, come on now. You know, you can't just give somebody something and then take it away.
That's
you
true.
Answered
yeah,
correct, you know?
That. That's right. That's fair.
We're a high-paying show here, $25. We got to make a big decision here.
There you go.
And Scott is right.
All right. There we go. All right.
Scott's good at giving other people's money away. Yeah.
That's it. No mooches.
Thanks, Scott.
No.
So, anyhow, let's do another trivia question. You ready to go? Okay, how about this, Rob? You want to go double or nothing?
No, I'll just take the 25.
Come on now.
I don't want to lose, Brian.
Come on, Rob. Have some guts. Make the show interesting.
Got to be a gambler.
And I'll make
Brian,
the
question. You're killing me, Brian.
Were you listening to
kills
the show?
Me too.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I just tuned in a little while ago, Brian.
Okay, I'll double it up to 50 because it's her
50,
money.
Okay.
Oh, my
50.
Goodness.
And since Scott's good at giving other people's money away, what is the name of the owner of the one restaurant?
Maria?
No.
Ebola? No.
No. That's it. You're out. No money.
Oh. No, see, I want to go one, Brian.
I know. No, that's fine. It's Lewis.
I'm your number one fan, Brian. Lewis.
The tough guy.
Lewis.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
He's a little hard. The hard guy. That's how I remember.
All right, we'll give you a
guy.
Trivia question, all right? Then we'll give you a second chance.
Okay, Brian.
Here's another. Do you have it? Yeah. Oh, we're online here. It's a trivia. Okay, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Everybody knows that.
I don't.
It's something you need with car.
Francis Scott King.
Huh?
Francis Scott King.
There oh, he looked that up on the phone. He hesitated.
I didn't look it up. Come on, Brian.
Who Googled it?
Brian.
Did you just?
I got a question for you.
Yes.
How many times have I supported your show?
A lot.
How many years? How many years?
About 10.
How many years has WKN been in existence?
Over 25 years, but I've been on for 20.
Yep. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
There we go, Brian.
All right, so we're not going to give you your money.
No?
No, Monikin. You got $50 at the one restaurant. I'll cover half the $25.
Okay, Brian. What a dog. Send it out to me in the mail.
Send it on the. Can you get a gift certificate or something?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours, Brian.
Okay, so the producer of the show will the engineer.
Bobby B.
All the people have these titles.
The producer of Tan Talk 1340.
All right, and
my titles. What is my title?
Better yet, you come see Carol at One Bar and Grill Restaurant.
What?
And tell me your name,
Peter,
and I will make sure you're taken care of with that $50. How's that?
Okay, thank you, man.
Peter, I can tell you what it's
called. You're welcome.
Peter. Anyhow, thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Great show today.
Yeah, I see you. So we're going to talk about, we got, talk about Lauren and Lonnie.
We want to talk about Lauren and Lonnie. Hey, why don't you cue up that ad again, too? The Big Roman's Pizza. Are on 1719 Drew Street, Clearwater. That's like right by the 7-Eleven, the corner of
that
Jupiter.
Means we played it three times today. Think
oh,
about
really?
That. That's four and a half minutes.
Wow. Send them a bill.
No. No, that's fine. No, they're good people. See, they're good things happen to good people, and they are good people there, Lauren and Lonnie.
And so, again, that's at Big Roman's Pizza at 1719 Drew Street in Clearwater. That's the corner of Jupiter Avenue and Drew Street. Between the 7-Eleven and Drifter Sports Pub. You can call them for delivery or pickup at 727-441-3300. Not to be confused with the station number, which is 441-3000. If you'd like to call in and join us on the show today, it's 227 on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You're listening live to the Brian Cash Show.
Yeah, and I want you to know that this is being sponsored by Roses Florist and Gifts Shop. They're on Bayshore Boulevard. They're basically almost right across the street from Sterling Golf Course.
Exactly.
Right there. They're in between Curlew Road and Main Street on Bayshore Boulevard. Matter of fact, I saw her truck today pulling out of there, and she has it all geared up, too. That's the presentation I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So when you see the presentation of her truck,
right.
The way she cares about how her truck looks.
Oh, my God. Does
you know you're going to get good florist stuff.
She's the best, I'll tell you. What an Italian lady she is. But the flowers that she arranges there for everything. I mean, you can go there last minute, and she will give the best bouquet in her heart and soul in this.
Okay, so that means the 30-second mark. Okay, so you want to do the Big Roman thing? This is Big Roman Pizza.
Well, why don't you thank our guests from one today?
Okay.
Thanks a lot for coming, Carol. Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks
and
for
Chip.
Being on with us, and we'll see you at the restaurant.
You got it. Thank you so much.
And we got fun. And you're going to leave the gift certificate with us?
No, he's going to come in, and he's going to mention his name to me, and I will personally take care of him.
Oh, see that, Rob? Good job. My number one fan. He's actually in charge of my fan club.
His name's Rob?
Rob. Okay. Right. Believe it or not, I got fans.
Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Well, there you go. That's that. When what do you do, Rob? How did you just do that? You like point. And what does this mean, Rob? What does this mean? 30 seconds, remember? Did you know?
No.
1 minute, 30 seconds, 15.
15's a fist?
15's a fist.
30, 15. This little lingo.
So when I'm looking at my wife towards the kitchen when I give her the fist, it's 15 minutes right before dinner.
15 seconds, right.
This is the phone call. Look at it. I just learned. That's the phone call.
That's right.
But that's actually something bad in Italian. That's like the evil eye.
Really? What does this mean?
I guess if you go like this or if you go like this, it's different.
No, that's from Ronnie James Dio. It's the Maloik. He learned it from his grandmother to ward off evil.
You know,
what does this mean?
It's evil. Brian, nobody can see that on the radio.
Okay, that's not the name radio.
What digit you got up?
And no one can see what we're doing on the air.
Yeah, that's why you have to tell them what digits are up.
All right, we have a digitized camera in the room. Do you have that up there? Oh, wait, we're going to do this first. We're going to do the Snoop thing?
Yes.
Okay, so is the gentleman on the air? Okay.
Yes, we are.
We have DJ Ideal from California.
Well, how you doing there in California?
Doing well. Pretty nice and warm here. How are you?
Good. You're on 106.1 FM. Down here, is FM, is that like considered big up in California, too? Like, is there an AM?
FM works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The number one rated show down here in Pinellas County. in the
Congrats.
Whole. Yeah. Pretty good.
So this is Matt G, a.k.a. GoGlow. I did a Snoop remix with Daca Records, and this is my A&R. And, Brian, you have a Snoop story?
I have a Snoop story. Actually, I promoted one of his concerts down here, and it was a very successful concert. It was in St. Pete, and it worked out real well. And he actually is a real, like, behind the scenes. A real nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
You could talk about someone like they're an entertainer and all that, but how people are in real life versus are they putting on an act? No, he's just really a good guy. I used to like to watch his reality show, too. I was one of his fans for the reality show. It was kind of neat. He's also not only a good entertainer and all that other stuff, but he's a good father. You know, it's like that tombstone theory.
Also,
like,
does the football leagues with the kids.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Really gives back.
Right, you got to talk in the mic.
He really gives back, does the football leagues with the kids and everything like that. He's got a lot of good stuff going for him. Also, on the label, we have an original song with Afro Man as well. I think he's playing locally here in Tampa Bay. And we have a song we want to cue up from the label. DJ Ideal, can you tell us about that song that we're going to be playing?
Sure right thing, now? Yeah. So, are you talking about the Afro Man one?
No. The one.
Oh, the one.
The one. Yeah, are you kidding me?
The one. The restaurant.
Do you know? Did you hear the? Were you listening to us?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys.
The one restaurant just opened up. They put like $1 million.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real high-end restaurant. I know it sounds like a lot of money, but I mean, it's just unbelievable what they did. We just hooked up with the one, and now we're doing a song on the one. What were you saying now? That's that kind of neat. I need to have them come back in, actually. That's the song we're queuing up. But that's also...
That's awesome.
Maybe Snoop ate there, and what it did is it inspired him. Or we would love to have him come to the one.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, because if you see this restaurant's decor on the inside, you walk in, you know you just walked into elegance.
The one.
The one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's
huge. The one was actually the follow-up.
Wow.
The one was the follow-up to the Snoop track. The Snoop track originally released last year, and we actually were fortunate enough to be able to hit the Billboard charts and the Beatport charts, including with Matt's remix most recently that it actually hit like the top 10 on the trap charts in Beatport. And then The One was a track that I signed that originally 2 years ago. They didn't come out until early this year. And we fortunately hit the Billboard charts for 7 weeks on that one as well. And right now, we're actually prepping to release our third remix pack for The One, which should be out hopefully by 420.
Find out if the Snoop, right, if he ate at the One restaurant, and this is what inspired him. Could you do that?
Yeah.
And if he ever does want to come down and eat at the restaurant, tell him we won't cover his cost, but what we will do is give him a free piece of cheesecake.
There you go. It has to be green infused, you know, but as long as it's a good cheesecake.
Wouldn't that be kind of neat if he could do a promo down here in a million-dollar restaurant called The One and somehow we could connect the two?
For everybody, yeah, so that would be awesome.
Okay, so anyhow, let's go to the song.
Yeah, check it out.
Let me explain it to everybody first.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hey.
So, put on What?
No, I was going to explain it. So Brian's confused. He thought Snoop Dogg was coming on.
Yeah,
is that right?
I'm like, yeah. Right. What the heck? Well, this is a long introduction. It's like it sounded like meditation. So that's what
I was wondering if it was a remix of one of his songs. Or,
no, that's what he was explaining earlier. It's kind of led up to this.
Yeah.
The stuff from Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It's the journey.
So the Snoop track came out like a year ago. Originally. Right. This was the follow-up.
Okay. Okay. Do you have
label.
A number one Snoop song? What's the number one? What do you think the number one Snoop song of all time is?
Let Me Hit It on Doc Records.
Oh.
No.
I mean, I would love to say Let Me Hit It just because that's our track. But, I mean, it's tough. Gin and Juice.
California Love.
Anything with Dre. I don't want to go.
Okay, let's go with the one that's connected to your title of your song. What's it called?
That Let Me Hit It.
Let me hear. So we have a call in.
I believe you guys have a mix of it, right? Matt?
Yeah.
Our guy is on the phone right
now. We should have Matt's mix of it.
We should have it.
Somebody else called in. They're confused too.
Yeah.
We're all confused.
This should have been the Snoopless song.
Hey, we were like looking around. You know?
No, not Snoop.
No, it's funny. I Snoopless. I understood your intro. Brian totally missed it.
Okay, how does this tie in?
That's it. I'm going to have a steak tonight, but I tell you what.
I understood it. Brian was way off. He thought he was going to hear Snoop Dogg, and the room was going to get all smoky.
Well, you know what? We can play my... one of the Snoop Dogg remixes. Jason Evans has a really good one as well.
But that's okay.
With the label. We can do
play Gin and Tonic or something.
Gin Tonic.
I don't know. This was.
I know where you guys are at already. That's good.
Oh my gosh.
So the producer has something to say?
Well, we got Lawrence from Noble Tires on line 4.
Hey, Lawrence, are you tireless or do you put tires on?
We do it all here, sir.
Okay.
We install new and used. We have about 1,500 used, 400 or 500 new in stock, and do all types of automobile repair.
Well, you sound like you're from New York. What do you think, Lawrence?
Actually, I thought I was talking to the tire guy up on Starkey Auto, the old tire guy.
Oh, no, big lumberjack guy.
You from Indiana?
Yep.
I tell you what.
35 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky.
We have to do a commercial. We also do a show on WMOR. And we need the southern-speaking man for our TV spot. Would you be interested?
I would entertain that, yes, sir.
Okay. But anyhow, the best prices in town. What's the gentleman's name on sign that did the Snoopless thing? What's his name?
Ted Miner. He's the shop foreman.
Okay, that's good. Wholesale,
very knowledgeable looking
you have wholesale tires new and used, right?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and where are you guys located?
We're located at 1755 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater, Florida, and it's the intersection of Keene and Gulf to Bay. We'd be on the south side of the road next to CVS and PJ's Auto World.
Okay, like I know where that is.
You guys see how I talk. You want on in that industry, you have to have integrity, right? And honor.
Absolutely.
And that's what you have, Mr. Noble. I actually want to call
sir.
You. Sometimes when I talk to you, I want to call you Mr. Noble. I don't want to call you Lawrence because I have a lot of respect for you, Lawrence.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir. I do my best to be honest with customers and treat them the way I want to treat them. My mother's a minister. She taught me my morals and values.
That's good.
Now, do you do other automotive work there other than tires?
Yes, we do engines. We install engines. We do all types of internal, external work. Yeah.
Good. I just wanted to get that out there.
Again, you want to say something?
Hi, Lawrence. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you.
Good. Some pretty girl just said hello to you.
I love you.
That is wonderful.
Good. That Lawrence, I want you to listen to this song. Do you want to win $25?
Love to.
Okay. We're not going to tell you who it is. If you can tell us the entertainer who played the song.
Oh, no, he doesn't put me in there.
What we'll do is we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to the one.
That'll be wonderful.
It's a real nice restaurant.
Wonderful.
It's a wonderful render. Ready? Go ahead.
Wonderful.
This is a trivia question for Lawrence. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
gone. Now that you are gone, give me one more chance, 'cause I could be the one.
I could be the one. Yes, I could be the one. I could be the one. Yes, I could be the one. I could be the one. I could be the one. Yes, I could be the one. I could be the one.
You're never gonna get that, are you? Lawrence, you still there?
I'll take a wild guess. I don't know. No, I could not.
But just
it.
Guess.
Let's see.
It was a character. Was it was a title. Character on. It was a character on Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
The name of the dog.
Oh, the dog on Charlie Brown was it Buster Brown?
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, Snoop.
Oh, Snoop, okay. I
Snoop Dogg. You know, the yes, guy that's in here, that's his name is Matt G. Is he here? But anyhow, they did a remix with Snoop Dogg, and it's in the top 10 song in the nation.
Oh, congratulations, sir.
Yeah, and he's here in the studio, and we're releasing it, and we're trying to get Snoop to come down. Are you familiar with the entertainer Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like Snoop Dogg.
One restaurant, the name of the song that he just came out with, is called The One. Well, the guess who we interviewed for the first 20 minutes of the show?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no. The restaurant, The One.
The One restaurant.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
We didn't put two and two together. It wasn't done on purpose. So then we asked, what's the name of the song? And he says, The One. So the lady that is the manager of the station, when she found out it happened that way, she's a very spiritual woman. She started to cry.
Oh, that's very sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah, very sensitive.
Sounds like a caring lady.
Yeah, she's a very kind lady. It's a new restaurant that just opened up at Bayshore Boulevard in Curlew, and it's called The One.
Bayshore Boulevard in Curlew.
Right near Plaza, where that thrift store is.
Yeah, it's called The One.
The Sheriff's Thrift Store. Yeah, Cricketers, and the McDonald's is on the outskirts there.
Absolutely. I'll stop in and pay her a visit. Absolutely.
Right there. Evidently, they did a really good job with the remodel.
And just ask for Carol, and $25 of your check, or whatever it comes to, is paid for by the Snoop Dogg production show, Brian Cash Claus radio show.
That'll work. All right, I'll make a point to go over there, Brian.
So we're getting ready to queue up the Jason Evans remix of the Snoop Dogg "Let Me Hit It" song off of Correct.
Okay, hold on a second. Anyhow, Lawrence, if you want to stay on, you can. Snoop?
All right.
Pardon,
you want to stay?
Me, Brian.
If you want to stay on, you can. But we're going to be playing another song that they remixed with the Snoop Dogg.
No, actually, I'm covered up with customers right now, standing waiting on me. And Brian, I do appreciate you calling me and give me a spot on the air, and hopefully some of the customers come in and visit me.
And you got and you want
great deals.
And you won $25.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Brian.
Lawrence.
I'll patronize that lady's business.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us. This is Scott. Thanks for joining us on the air today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott. You all have a wonderful afternoon.
2:50 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network. You're listening to the Brian Cash Show live, originating from the WTAN studios in downtown Clearwater, where the sun is always warm and the bathing suits are always hot.
Well, there you go. Okay, let's play the remix of
the first Snoop Dogg song.
Is that gentleman from California still on? Okay, what's his name?
Yeah. So this is like the real Snoop Dogg song, right?
This is the real. They're all were real. You know what's cracking like that? Why you acting like that? Come through and sleep with it, Joe. You know what's cracking like that? Why you acting like that?
Like that. You know what's cracking like that? Why you acting like that? Hand me your glass, let me pour you some yak. That's Landy. Now if you act right, by the end of the night, you get the can with the can with the Southside boss. Twist that Spanish, put fire on the end of the deuce. Now let me hear it. Baby, you cute, but you need to be with Snoop.
All right, so that was no dead air on that one. That's a cool ass song. Yeah, that's really good stuff. And
that's the Jason Nevins remake of Daka featuring Snoop Dogg. Let me hit it. You can buy it on Beatport.
So if we pay for a ticket for you to come down here, would you come down here, the young man in California?
Of course, I love Florida.
Okay, we might get a first class ticket for you.
Might.
Oh, that's
your matter. No, I'm serious.
You better get him to define first class.
Let's just say, do you know how much your first class ticket is?
How much?
Regular is fine. Regular is fine.
No, we're giving
him a coach. We got him down to coach now.
We got it down to a boat.
Coach,
a robo.
No, he's
going to
send
you
first class bus.
He's giving you gas money to get here.
Not even that. I'm gonna give you, those coach buses, they take a while to get here, but we'll pay for it.
Oh, this is just
those
amazing.
First class Greyhounds.
Actually, you know what? It would be so fun to take a road trip to California, pick him up.
Yeah, we'll go get him and bring him back. There you go.
You want to do that? You were into that?
I'll DJ the party bus.
I love it.
There you go. That would be awesome.
There we go, folks. We're on our way. Gas up the bus. You coming?
I'm on my way.
You coming? See you coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm along for the ride.
State to state.
That's it. Okay.
I drove California to Florida in 35 hours before.
Yeah. That's Why would you amazing. Do that?
Yeah.
That's like real
impressive. Did you take 10 across?
It was non-stop.
And then how many days did you sleep after that?
A whole day after that.
Well, I hope you had a good time on the show.
Well, I didn't drive at all.
But I hope you had a good time on the show. I'm glad. I think this DACA Snoop Dogg thing is going to take off. And we'll have you on next week. Would you be interested in coming on next week?
Yeah, I'd love to. Always on the chat.
Okay, so Doc Records, DACA's.
DACA Records. DJ Ideal, could you please give the official plug?
Yeah, so DACA Records is DOCKA Records.com. And you can find us on Facebook, our .com, Instagram, everywhere. And then myself is DJ Ideal.
Okay, DJ Ideal. You know, what does the word ideal mean?
Ideal, you know, to me, it's really to try to be the best that we can be, although we can never truly be there, but we can always keep trying.
Well, that's good, because to me as a salesman is ideal. I like deals. Deal me the cards. I like to play cards, so deal me in.
I like that, too.
Okay.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them.
That's right.
That's all.
Okay, so anyhow, thanks for being on the show.
Cheers, guys.
The whole show was catered by Frank's Pizzeria.
Yeah, I was just came
this, like in the room. It's unbelievable the spread that he put out.
Pizzas, calzones,
everything.
Really good.
So just give us a little plug for Frank's.
They're down on Virginia Street, down in Dunedin. They got a big menu, a whole bunch of stuff in here. Something for everybody: wraps, cold Italian sandwiches, pizza, salads, soups, everything you want.
Where are they located at?
They're good for the munchies.
Virginia Street.
Good, good.
1600 Virginia Street, Dunedin.
Just go on Virginia Street and hopefully you find...
Just go on Virginia Street, you'll find Frank.
You think maybe you should give a phone number, too?
Yeah,
what do you think?
727-216-6963.
And they have free delivery.
Right. And this is Frank's Pizza. It's more the man behind the pizza, too. The only time Fritzy Freeze ever did well was when he owned it. It was like a half-hour wait to sit down. And so everything he touches is like he has the Midas touch, Frank. He gives you good value, and the expertise on his chef is a chef from New York. And the guy is a renowned, known chef, and he works at Frank's, and he does a very good job there at Frank's Pizzeria. So I want to thank Frank, and probably the most honorable guy we do business in the book. And so I'd like to put that out there. So let's talk about Luke there.
Talk about
Luke and Slade.
Yeah, Luke's Barbershop.
Yeah, an interview. Ask
him. Yeah, John, you're over there in Palm Harbor?
Yeah, off of 119, just southwest corner where LA Fitness is in the plaza. Same side as the Walmart there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, just walk in, get your hair cut, and if I'm there, you get a good conversation. If
anybody wants to know his phone number, it's 727-789-1575. Again, that's 727-789-1575, and he's at 35212 U.S. 19 North in Palm Harbor. It's right on the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman, right in the Alderman.
No, U.S. 19 and Alderman.
U.S. 19.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a good story. Okay, there we go. Wait a minute here, you know.
But actually, we didn't do that.
That's U.S. 19.
It's the Alderman Plaza.
Oh, okay.
Inside there's Yaya's Greek Express. Restaurant. There's a LA Fitness Center.
And if you get your BCC coupon book at any of our hundreds of retail outlets in the Bay Area, you can get a $10 adult cut.
Yeah, save a big dollar.
The
worst coupon in
the
book.
Well, at least you.
Anyhow, tell us about the website.
Yes, this is Carol from One Bar and Grill. I know a lot of people are having a hard time finding us. It's not O-N-E. It's the number one barandgrill.com. You will find all our entertainment, all our menu, and everything. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to work on next week about the mayor. What's the mayor's name?
It's Julie Bradowski.
She's the mayor, and we're going to try to have her on next week, or if not next week, it's going to be the following week, so we can meet the mayor.
Okay, well, let's talk about Slade's a little bit.
Slade's Trades. Go ahead,
I'm looking at this buy one, get one. What's that all about?
Anybody could come into the shop and pick out anything up to $50 and just pick something else out for free. You know, just come walk into the shop. If you buy something for $10, you know, pick out something for $10. Buy something for $40, you get something for $40. You know, it's just a way to go ahead and promote people to get in there. You know, it's buy one, get one free up to $50 on anything that you buy.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And where are you guys located?
We're located right over there at 1698 North Hercules in Clearwater, Florida. We're southwest of the railroad tracks. If anybody wants to take a look at us, we're at SladesTrades.com or Trade with Slade.
Thank everybody that was on. 1,000 items?
Hey, do your thing where you thank everybody.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks from Scott, from Slade's Trades, from John, from Luke's Barbershop, from Carol, from the One Restaurant. Thanks to Frank's for catering the show, and thanks to our musical guests today. Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. And thank the engineer.
And Bobby, our engineer. Thank you. And Matt G. And our pro car care. We're going to be there in 2 weeks in a remote.
And the ideal. What about US the California 19. Guy?
The ideal.
G.I. Ideal. He's not even listening.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Brad.
We'll see you next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.